From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Criticism of President Obama made by former Defense Secretary Robert Gates in his memoirs has been disputed by the White House. In his book, Gates says that President Obama can't stand Afghan President Hamid Karzai and did not fully believe the surge of U.S. forces into Afghanistan would work. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
The claims made in a new memoir by the president's former Pentagon chief have rocked the Capitol. Robert Gates says that President Obama didn't trust General David Petraeus, who was overseeing the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that he was skeptical his administration's Afghan strategy would succeed. But White House spokesman Jay Carney says the book paints an inaccurate picture.
The president believes thoroughly in the mission. He knows it's difficult, but he believes that our men and women in uniform, as well as those civilians in Afghanistan and others who are working on this issue, have admirably and heroically fulfilled that mission.
Thousands of residents of the South Sudanese city of Benchu are fleeing in terror ahead of an expected government push to recapture the area. Many are taking shelter in a UN base. Peace talks between the government and rebel militants have stalled. The past 3 weeks of conflict have left at least 1,000 dead and 200,000 displaced. President Obama has telephoned German Chancellor Angela Merkel and wished her a speedy recovery after she broke her pelvis in a skiing accident. It's believed to be the first time the two leaders have spoken since Mrs. Merkel called the White House to complain over America's tapping of her cell phone. Rob Flynn has details.
The news of the phone call to Chancellor Merkel was disclosed by the White House in a short written statement. The president wished the chancellor a speedy recovery following her skiing accident and invited her to visit Washington over the next few months. The White House did not disclose the chancellor's reaction to the invitation. The relationship between Washington and Berlin has been deeply frayed by the revelation of extensive U.S. electronic surveillance in Germany, including the bugging of the chancellor's cell phone. The president's call suggests the White House hopes to put all of this in the past.
Another U.S. military helicopter has crashed, this time a U.S. Navy Sea Dragon off the coast of Norfolk, Virginia, on America's East Coast. Earlier, a U.S. Air Force Pave Hawk helicopter crashed during a training mission in England, killing all four on board. American sports celebrity Dennis Rodman created a spectacle during his most recent trip to North Korea. The basketball star sang happy birthday to the country's leader in front of a crowd of 14,000, calling Kim Jong-un his very best friend. Rodman has been criticized for his visits to North Korea, but he continues to defend his actions, calling them basketball diplomacy. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. More than 100 people, including retired New York City police officers and firefighters, have been charged with collecting fraudulent disability payments. A prosecutor alleges they were fishing, playing sports, and teaching martial arts while claiming thousands of dollars a year from the government. Many claim to be suffering from mental illness related to their service during the September 11th terrorist attacks. Quinn Bowman reports from New York.
A Manhattan prosecutor alleges the scam netted hundreds of millions of U.S. dollars, all going to retired public servants who were not actually disabled. Many of those claim to be suffering from mental illness from their service during the September 11th terrorist attacks. They collected as much as $50,000 a year. Four ringleaders are accused of helping the retirees fake the mental illnesses. All pleaded not guilty. One defendant posted to the internet a photo of himself on a personal watercraft, while another operated a martial arts studio. Authorities say the investigation is ongoing.
And Indian officials are continuing to take retaliatory measures following the arrest of a U.S.-based Indian diplomat. Devani Kopracati was subject to a strip search and faces charges relating to her Indian maid. Daniel Wrenches has more.
Indian officials now say U.S. diplomats in India will no longer be subject to the usual diplomatic perks related to immunity from paying fines for traffic violations and unauthorized parking. They've also warned that a U.S. embassy club called the American Community Support Association violates diplomatic law because it's open to outsiders who can pay to join it. The arrest and strip search of the New York-based 39-year-old diplomat Devyani Kopragadi, who's accused of paying her Indian maid below minimum wage and lying about it on a visa application, has generated huge public outrage in India. She faces up to 15 years in jail. Though she insists she has diplomatic immunity, U.S. federal prosecutors have been trying to work out a plea deal.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.